Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is a 22-year member of our Brain Trust, soon to be a 23-year member, but she's here to celebrate, help us celebrate our 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. She's one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust. She is the Internet's Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is her website. She's the author of the important books on small business taxes, including the Trump tax cut, including Small Business Taxes Made Easy, Deduct Everything. That's another one. You're starting to get the picture. She's our good friend, Eva. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim, and congratulations on 23 years on the air. Wow.
How about that?
That is solid. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of proud of it. I mean, I'm a minnow swimming in a sea of sharks, and I've been able to dive in amongst the coral and stay and not be eaten so far. So you know about that. You deal with a lot of small business owners, and one of the issues, Eva, and thank you by the way for your good wishes. One of the things that I know is going on right now, a lot of businesses, a lot of taxpayers are having difficulty meeting their tax obligations, and there's a taxpayer relief initiative that I want you to report on. Tell us what's the news there.
Well, we've got a lot of news, and so I think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that today. Well, the first bad news is that people are getting a lot of notices from the IRS. They've sent out these 504 notices, that's what they're called, and a lot of them are wrong because they're charging people for balances due that they've already paid by mail,
mm-hmm.
and the IRS is still trying to match up all
mm-hmm.
of those.
The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. They'll send you a notice saying you owe this money. You'll send them back a notice and you'll send them back a response to say, no, I don't. Check it again. And then they'll write you back and say, we need 60 days to verify this. And then you never hear from them.
Well, no, they won't know. They won't get that. They won't open that paper one for that 60 days. But that's the bad news. Let's talk about the good news, okay? Because,
right.
you know, they're trying to work their way through that. So let's talk about the things for people who really do owe money. And anyone who has questions about the other, drop me a note, go to taxmama.com, click on Ask a Question. So right now, people who have installment agreements or people who need installment agreements because they actually owe money. In the past, if you were going to be able to pay it off in 120 days, IRS didn't need you to set up an installment agreement. They have increased that now to 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got about half a year where you don't have to set up an installment agreement and you can pay that balance off. So that's
is that with or without interest?
It doesn't matter, the whole thing. If you can pay it off with interest, you have 180 days without having to do anything.
But is that period of time interest bearing?
Oh yes, of course
okay.
it is.
But not penalty.
Yeah, it depends. If you've earned a penalty, the penalty will still be accrued.
Okay.
So it will depend. So if somebody doesn't have a penalty, like for late filing or anything, but late payment penalties are only based on about 3% per annum, cheaper than credit cards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then people who already have existing installment agreements from the past, normally if they have a new balance for 2019, they were supposed to have paid it off, and that would be a default on the installment agreement, and the IRS says, okay, we're going to let you add those balances to your existing installment agreement instead of defaulting you, having you reapply and pay. So that's kind of neat.
That's good news. Now, look, I'm sorry, Eva. I'm not going to let you use neat to describe anything the IRS did. I'm going to reject that out of hand. So pick another word besides neat, but go ahead. Now go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I am a huge fan of IRS management these days. And if we get a chance later on, I'll tell you why. But you'll see some of the things that they've done. And yeah, it's neat.
Look, I don't have anything against the IRS. I've got friends who are there and who retired from there, but they've been helpful to me. But I just can't stand by the word neat. Anyway, all right. So move on. What's next?
We're good.
I tell you what, hold on to that thought. We've got to come back and
we'll be back
and continue to talk about this, folks. There's some helpful stuff. There's some non-neat, helpful stuff coming in from the IRS for you if you're a little upside down with them. And I'm not being judgmental, folks. I have been upside down with the IRS. It ain't fun. And Eva's going to help you with that after the break. Eva Rosenberg and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.